Hi everyone, this is Empress Constance, and today I am sitting down with the oh-so-sexy Mistress Mandy. Hi, Miss Mandy.
Hello, Miss Constance, how are you?
I am awesome, how are you?
I'm equally awesome, I think. Thank you very much.
I would tend to agree with you on that one.
Thanks.
So we're just going to jump right into it, and I'm going to start hitting you with questions.
All right. I'm going to hit you back with answers.
All righty then. That's the way this thing works, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. So how long have you been doing phone sex?
I have been doing phone sex since mid-90s. So a really pretty damn long time. Yeah.
Wow.
I actually had my own business for a little while, starting back then, when obviously internet was just sort of coming onto the scene around that time, and obviously it was a little bit different then, but you know, some things just don't change, you know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. And how long of that time have you been with LDW?
I've been with LDW since 2010, and interestingly enough, This month of March is exactly 5 years for me.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. What would you say your style is?
Well, pretty much I'd say I am very sensual. However, I definitely don't at all shy away from, you know, being mean or being strict or getting really, really nasty, you know, with throwing the words around, you know, those wonderful words, you know, like, I guess I can say them, right? I can say them, right, Constance?
Of course you can. You can say anything you want.
Anything I want, you know, like bitch and slut and whore and things like that. So they come out of me very often, very easily, very freely. So I guess that's my long answer to your short question, Constance.
I like the answer, so it's all good. Where at in your home do you take your calls?
Usually I plop myself down in the dining room for the most part. However, I have been known to grab my laptop and take it into my bedroom and enjoy my bed and, you know, all the things that could be in the bedroom, you know, that I might find very appealing to get out during a call. So I have been known to wander into the bedroom now and again, or maybe more than now and again. So
very
my
nice.
Those are my spots.
Okay, do you have a set schedule?
It's not set in stone, let's put it that way, but I'm generally finding most of my time is spent during the day, so both morning hours and afternoon hours are when you could absolutely find me the most on, and I usually would probably tend to go working till, say, you know, 6 or 7, so just around dinner time on the East Coast, I'm usually done wrapping up then.
Okay. And do you accept appointments?
I do. And I love making appointments. That is ideal for me. So, and if, you know, someone is looking for an appointment at night, I'm definitely, you know, I'm not going to shy away from that. I will, you know, I would love to do that as well. So I certainly am open to making appointments that are not during my normally scheduled hours. So, yeah.
Great. What are some of the favorite calls you like to do?
All of them. That's not a very good answer, though, I suppose. I guess I will say I like therapeutic type calls. I guess calls that are kind of more, you know, someone really just needing to talk or just share themselves, you know, and or just needing kind of a friend and just someone to share with. I love that, you know, more of a counseling type thing, type of a session. And those don't happen super often, but they're there, and I've really enjoyed them a lot. Guided masturbation, I love those calls. And I love calls that focus on role plays, all sorts of role plays. I love them. And, of course, I could not leave out feminization calls. They are some of the most fun and sexy and, well, pretty sensual calls often. So I really do enjoy them. So those four for now. I love calls in general. I mean, there's just so many calls that I love. But I guess for brevity, I will just pick those and we'll, I guess, move on.
Okay. Are there any type of calls that you do not take or that you, you know, you're not an expert at and perhaps maybe don't enjoy as much as others?
There aren't any calls that I won't take, won't do. There is nothing I would say that really falls into that category. I mean, as far as being an expert, that I feel like that's almost like a different question. I think I'll probably just say that for now. I just feel I'm really open and
You've made a lot of horny guys happy with that answer.
All right. Good. I like that.
What is one of the craziest things you were ever told or you've ever seen or you've ever had somebody do on the phone?
I knew you were going to ask me this question. And I was thinking, God, what? I don't know. I feel like there have been so many crazy, crazy questions, so many, you know, crazy things I've heard, and it was just hard to think of and pinpoint, like, one thing. But I do remember one guy told me once, and it was a client who I had just finished, you know, sort of dressing, and in very pretty, sexy, slutty, lightweight outfit, let's just say, very frilly and light, and we decided, or she decided, that she really needed to go outside and take a walk in her pretty things. And I know she did, because I heard the, you know, clip, clop, 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 clop of her heels. And I also know that it was about maybe 5, at most 10 degrees when she decided to go out, and she told me that she wasn't wearing a coat over her pretty things. So I thought that was a little crazy, a little much.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this next question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Do you like doing two mistress calls?
I love doing two mistress calls. Yes, of course you knew the answer.
Because I've done them with you.
Yes, you have.
And do you? I know we don't really have, you know, favorites, but we have our go-to ladies. You know, ladies that work the same shift as you, that you work well together. Do you have any go-to ladies for the two mistress calls?
I love talking with Mistress Violet and Mistress Scarlet and Mistress Tabitha, Mistress Delia, Mistress Olivia, and yes, Miss Constance. I have enjoyed our two mistress calls without a doubt. They've been very fun. So, yes, yeah. So those are, you know, some that I've really enjoyed doing two mistress calls with, and I know there have been others, but I guess I guess those are probably, you know, like you said, like my go-to ladies.
Yeah, I think we all, you know, we pretty much enjoy calls with everybody that we work with, but we have those go-to ladies that, you know, if you hit them up and say, hey, want to do a two-mistress call with me? They're like down, and you know that you've got that chemistry and everything.
Exactly. And chemistry on a two-mistress call, you and I both know, is huge. So.
Huge. Absolutely. Do you have any hobbies?
I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, now, would that be considered a hobby? Now, would that be considered a hobby? Or is that just, you know, something that I like to do, you know? And the one thing I came up with is recently I've gotten into, just a little bit, just in the past couple of years, but into birding. So, and I've just had a lot of fun with it. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things I like doing, you know, my free time. But I guess the only thing that I thought really fit, Constance, as a hobby would probably be that, maybe.
Well, that's a good one.
Well, thanks.
Okay, and aside from your hobbies, what else do you do when you're not taking calls?
Well, I love to go on walks, and especially in just really, you know, beautiful, beautiful places, you know, in the woods, you know, on the beach. You know, that's probably my favorite types of places to walk in, or some type of, well, bird sanctuary. And I really enjoy watching movies, going out to the movies, some reality TV, not a ton of it. I'm not a huge reality TV fan, but kind of enjoy, you know, Dancing with the Stars, American Idol, stuff like that. What else do I really enjoy? I guess that's probably it that I can think of for now, and I'll probably hang up with you and say, why didn't I tell everyone that? I know it'll happen.
Well, guess what? They can call you and ask you, right?
They can. That's right. True.
Okay, what is your favorite sex toy to use on yourself?
That's a really easy question. I like an easy question here. I have a vibrator that I adore, and most people hear that answer and they'll think, okay, you know, I wonder, you know, how long it is and if it has different speeds and all that and what color it is. But the unique thing about this vibrator is it's not the most common vibrator. It actually plugs into an outlet, so it does not get inserted inside of me. It instead goes onto my clit, and that is my most favorite toy that I love, love, love to play with.
Yay!
Yay! It is yay.
It's yay and ooh and oh my God, all wrapped up in one.
Oh, you did that well. Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite sex toy to use on a partner?
Happily, just as easy a question. My strap-on.
Ooh. Great answer.
Yes. My partner enjoys strap-on play very much. So, yeah. It's all good. It's all happy. It's all wonderful. And I'm thinking with that answer, I probably made a few other people happy, too.
I know you have. Okay, the next one I have is, have you ever been with a woman?
I have. I've been with how many? I almost lost track of how many. I've been with a handful of women in my life. So it's been a little while. More than 10 years, so it's been a while, and I have to say sometimes I do miss it, without a doubt, because there's something about breasts that are very wonderful and very delicious and fun to play with, and, you know, it's just not the same with guys, you know, they just don't really, you know, have quite... have quite ample up there to enjoy Constance.
Most don't, anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Most do not, for sure. So, yeah. Yeah. So maybe a little bit more information there.
That's okay. They're going to love it. All right. What's your favorite way to let loose and have a good time?
Oh, my favorite way, I would say, would be to go out and have a really nice dinner. And nice doesn't have to be expensive. Nice can be just hanging out, grabbing some appetizers. It could be just, you know, burgers and fries. It could be kind of whatever, you know, being in the mood for. And then going somewhere that I love to go dancing and just, you know, kick up the rug and have a drink or two or maybe three and just dance up a storm.
Awesome. Use one word to describe yourself.
All right, this is hard. This is hard because...
It's hard for everybody, so...
I know. So, all right. So, I'm going to cheat and say good listener. Two words.
Okay. I'll let you get away with it only because it's you.
Oh, listen to you. Thank you very much. Very kind of you, Miss Constance.
All right. Here's another one that seems to be a tough question. If you and only one man were left on this earth, who would you want that man to be and why?
Oh, no. See, that's a really super easy question for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's simple. I would pick my boyfriend, to be really honest. He is amazing. And he basically, honestly, has every quality that I have ever in my whole life wanted to find in a man. So I would definitely pick him. And besides having every wonderful, amazing quality that I've ever looked for in a man, he is an amazing cook, and he's fantastic with his hands all around. So I would be well-fed, and I would always have a roof over my head, Constance.
Well, that's awesome. That's a perfect reason to pick a man.
Yes, I thought so.
Great. Now, do you ever see normal, everyday things in a kinky way because of the work you do?
Good question. This is actually a harder question, believe it or not. I probably do. And since I've been doing this for so long, I'm guessing I don't even realize maybe that I do, but... When I first met my boyfriend, I mean, he wasn't used to me. So, like, everything out of my mouth was, not everything, but so much coming out of my mouth was sexual. You know, I mean, I could turn any kind of conversation and give him a look, and he would know that I was going to a sexual place, you know, in my head because of what he said. Even it might have been something totally non-sexual at all. So I guess I do. Yeah.
Good. Here's a super easy one. What's your favorite food?
Lobster.
Nice. What's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink is a soy chai from Starbucks only.
And what about alcohol? What's your favorite alcohol drink?
Probably a margarita.
With salt or without?
Without. Non-traditional. Totally.
I love it with the salt because I like to lick it.
Well, you can talk to my boyfriend because he'll make it for you just like that.
Sweet. I'm liking him more and more as we get to know him.
He's a good guy.
All right. What is the one thing on your wish list that you want the most?
And my wish list is not big, so it's a very easy pick. It is the Bose Wave system that I would love to have because I've wanted it for years and years and years, and I finally decided to put it on my list. And it is by far the most expensive thing on my list, however. So I don't know if I'm going to get it anytime soon, but I sure would love to have it, Constance. It'd be great.
I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
Rank in the order of importance the traits you like most in a submissive man. Respect, loyalty, generosity, obedience.
All right. That's hard. This is a hard one, but I'm going to do it. First one is going to be respect. Yes. Yes, Aretha, I said that. Respect. And then obedience. And then loyalty. And then generosity.
Awesome.
Thanks.
All right. Now, this is the portion of the interview where I am going to be asking you questions that were submitted from users on our social network site, Enchantrix Empire.
Okay.
The first one, he's actually looking for advice, and it's kind of long, so bear with me.
Okay.
And it's from Jizzhead. How do I convince my wife to let me spend more money on another mature metal chastity device? The one I have doesn't fit very well. It's my fault because I didn't measure correctly when I ordered it. My wife says I am too picky and it's a waste of money, and I should just wear the one that I have. But I want it to fit right. Otherwise, it won't work properly. I thought about ordering one secretly and just switching them out, but she might be able to tell the difference in size. I don't know. What's your advice?
Good question. What is my advice to Jizzhead? I think my advice is for him to make a list of any and all reasons beyond what he's already said in this question of why it's important to him, why he so wants this, why it sounds like almost a need, which makes sense being a chastity device, that he wants one, that and should have one that fits properly, and share it with his wife and hope that by doing that she will see that, you know what, I've put a lot of time into this, a lot of thought, and for all these reasons it's so important to me to have one that is properly fitted.
Very cool. Our next several questions are coming from the one and only Cannibal, so you know you're going to, you just never know what you're going to get with him. The first one is a three-part question. I'll ask you all three at once. When was the last time you were violent? Were you in the right, and would you do it again?
Well, Cannibal, I guess I'm wondering what exactly violent means, and I'm thinking in terms of how I think of that word. I am not violent. I'm not a violent person. So I guess I'm just going to leave it right there. That's my answer.
I think that's a great answer because not everybody has gotten violent. So
very true.
Okay, the next one is, what does the phrase, the dark side of the moon, mean to you?
Well, I know that it is a Pink Floyd album, I do believe.
You are correct.
Phew! And beyond that, it doesn't mean all that much to me.
Fantastic. Next question. are you frightened of dying?
I am a bit frightened of dying. Yes, it's not something that consumes my thoughts, you know, every day or even every week or every month, but when I think about it, it is a little bit scary because I am not someone who thinks about the afterlife. I'm not somebody who thinks about, you know, heaven and hell. I'm someone who kind of really thinks about, you know, just the total permanence and, you know, not existing and being in the ground. So that, thinking of it in that way, you know, it's kind of scary.
Amen to that.
Mm.
Okay, now we have another two-part question. Are you worried about going mad / crazy, and have you ever gone mad or crazy?
Very interesting question. I have never gone mad or crazy, and I honestly feel I am a really, really grounded person. So that's not something I've ever thought would ever happen to me. And granted, never say never, but I just don't see that in my future. Let's put it that way.
Good. All right, last one from Cannibal. Do you crave or lust for money?
That's an awesome question. I'm going to say no, I don't crave or lust for money. There are other things that I would say I crave and lust for, like food, like sex. But I would say money is not the third thing that I ever crave and lust for. And yes, I do, you know, I certainly do appreciate money. And I guess I think about money for, you know, all the things that it can, you know, help and provide, you know, in my life and in the life of people that I love and adore. So.
Cool. All right. Our next series, there's a few questions here, several in fact, are from BFLA or Writer Boy.
Okay.
And the first one is your non-LDW personality any different than the way you are on the phone with callers? If so, how?
Honestly, I think my LDW personality is quite similar to how I am. I think I'm answering this question right.
You are.
I know that there are times with clients that, you know, there might be a way that I would normally respond to them if it was not my LDW personality with them on the phone, and I might respond differently. But I also realize that in the moment, that's not really what they want. They want something a little different. And so in those moments especially, you know, they're getting what I know they want, what I know they need. And I think that's my answer, Miss Constance.
That's great. Okay, next one. Do you think of yourself as a femdom in the rest of your life? Why or why not?
I do think of myself in many respects as a femdom in the rest of my life. For about 5 years or so, I had a slut, bitch, whatever I decided in the moment I wanted to call him. And, you know, that he was a part, very much a part of my life for all that time. And that was a very, you know, important, wonderful, significant, amazing time in my life. So we are not together anymore. We are not in that relationship anymore. But I could see myself potentially, you know, having that type of relationship again. So I guess that's why.
Very cool. Okay. Name one thing about yourself you think would surprise people.
That's a hard question. I would have to say, Constance, that I don't know if there would be something that would really surprise anyone about me. And I do honestly feel like I am very much an open book. So,
cool. All right, next question. What traits and colors interest or excite you the most? And it doesn't necessarily mean to be sexually excite you.
I would say loyalty is big. Respect is big. Sometimes obedience can be very big, depending on the client and the call. But I think those are probably three of the characteristics or traits that I, you know, are most important to me. And I guess additionally, someone who really appreciates me for me and kind of sees who I am, that's also big. And last but not least, having a good personality is also pretty high on my list of desirable traits.
Cool. What traits do you look for or think are most compatible with you for someone to become a regular client of yours?
I would say definitely someone who likes me and really appreciates me and sees me for who I am. So going right back to that.
Well, I think that's important.
I do. I think it's really important. Yeah, I do. It is for me anyway. Someone who is respectful of me and my time, that's huge for me, again. And what else? I don't know. I kind of feel like it just really overlaps with the last question for me. So,
yeah, I think it does too. I think it does. I think they're both very similar questions.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm coming up with the same answers in my head. So here we are.
Well, we'll move on to a completely different one then.
Okay.
Do your family and close friends know you work in the phone sex business?
An easy question. I love saying that. I don't know why. They do. My parents know, my sister knows, anyone who is a very good friend of mine or even a good friend of mine knows what I do. And honestly, I think I might even be in the norm, not in the norm with that, out of the norm with that. I have a sneaking suspicion that a lot of the ladies aren't able to easily share that with people closest to them in their life. And, I mean, I won't speak for them, but just little bits that I've heard along the way. And honestly, I love that that's true, that I feel that I can share what I do with people closest to me. It's really important to me that they do know, because, honestly, I don't like hiding my life and hiding myself. And if I couldn't share it with those that I love and those closest to me, I would feel like I was totally hiding, you know, my life and my world, and that would make me sad.
Great answer.
Thanks.
All right, next question. How long do you see yourself staying a phone sex mistress, and do you see yourself leaving for other pursuits? And if you were to leave, what would make you leave?
Someone being really, really nasty and disrespectful to me. That wouldn't make me leave. I'm just kidding. But I had to say that. I don't see myself leaving, to be honest. I've done this for a long time, and I kind of feel like it's a second skin for me, and I love it. I love what I do. I love what I do. A lot of fun and a lot of, you know, great, great, great people. Great guys. So I don't see myself leaving. And, yeah, I don't know. Other pursuits. Okay, there's another part of the question. I mean, my background is counseling. So I have a master's in counseling psychology. So I couldn't imagine, you know, anything else having a pull on me to leave here except something that would be in that realm. But I honestly, even if I, you know, did get pulled in that way, I honestly couldn't see myself, I could see myself doing both. There's what I'm trying to say. So.
Very cool. And last one from BFLA. How did you get into the business?
Well, I mean, the very, 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 very early beginning, honestly, was, gosh, when I was super young. And here's my point in saying that even. I, all my life, have heard, you know, oh, my God, you have such a great voice. Oh, my God, you sound so sexy. Oh, my God. And I just have gotten that since it feels like the beginning of time, just very, very early on. And so I think I had it in my head, Constance, from back then that I, you know, maybe this was something that I should share more and it would be fun and easy and natural. So the roots go way back, you know, to when I was much younger. But what got me into it, you know, I think just all the phone work that I've done, you know, reception work that I've done throughout the years and just, I guess I feel like I am and always have been, for as long as I can remember, just a very sexual, sensual person. So I guess I kind of put it all together, you know, hearing about my voice from guys over time and then the other piece of it, just feeling very sensual and sexual and thinking, all right, you know what? Well, let's try this on for size. And so back, like I said, in the 90s, I did.
Cool. Our next few questions come from Steph from Enchantrix Empire. The first one is, when was the first time you made love in the backseat of a car?
So I did have that experience a few times. And, well, let's just say I was much, much younger than I am now the very first time that happened.
Sweet. Next question, what was your most memorable date?
Oh, my gosh. My most memorable date. This is a hard question for me. One time I was taken to, and I think I was either 21 or 22, and this man was very much trying to impress me. And he took me to the finest restaurant in the city, and we had a bottle of wine, and we had, you know, I mean, soup to nuts. It was incredible. You know, the most delicious fish ever. Actually, it was lobster. I just remembered. We had lobsters that night. That's right. We had lobsters. And so I don't even remember what the bill came to, but it was way more than I would have thought was he was going to spend, you know, on our lovely date. And then we went dancing. And then he took me back to my apartment. And, well, let's just say that I'm not going to kiss and tell about the rest of my date.
That's it. Leave him wanting more.
Yes.
You want to hear the rest of that date? You're going to have to call her, boys. All right. The last one from Steph is, if you could be any female singer, past, present, or future, who would you be and why?
All right. This one was easier for me. And definitely throw back in time a little bit. But I would love to be Karen Carpenter. Because I just think, well, I know she's not with us anymore, but I just thought that she, you know, had the most gorgeous, beautiful, melodic, unbelievable, sweet, sweet voice. And the thought of opening up my mouth and not only having a sexy voice, but having that wonderful, sweet, melodic singing voice coming out of me, that would just be wonderful. It would be great. So I would choose her, and I love to sing, actually. So I think that's all the more reason why I probably chose her, because of just the sweetness and the tone of her voice.
Are you on Yahoo and Skype?
Yes and yes.
And how do people find you through them?
So on Skype, I am Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y, dot Sexton, S-E-X-T-O-N, 7.
Awesome. And what about Yahoo?
I am Enchantrix Mandy on Yahoo.
Very cool. And are you on any social media sites like Twitter or Facebook or Tumblr?
I am not on social media sites. No, I'm not.
You hear that, everybody? So don't you be trying to tweet her ass.
But I might let you do some other things to my ass if you ask nicely.
All right. Miss Mandy, I got to say, thank you so much for sitting down with me. Is there anything else you wanted to share with everybody before we ended this?
No. I think I'm good. I think I answered questions very much at length. And I will add, however, I lied already. If there are other things that you do indeed wish to know about me or for me to expand or expound on, please do say hello in chat, and I look forward to hopefully connecting with you very soon.
Awesome. This has been an interview with Mistress Mandy, and if you'd like to speak to her one-on-one, you can reach her at 1-800-601-7259.